Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 449, Acceptance. There's a brief interruption because my computer restarted. It was a software update, so it lasted a long time. But I had Mosher after I had recorded it. So it just turned into like this great break because Scott and I have been talking about acceptance, which is the title of this podcast. And I told him my next episode, I got, you know, notes, I got some stuff written down. I said it's going to be about acceptance, and we kept talking about it, and I shared about what the story was and began. And then, you know, trained Scott, talked for about a half an hour, and then I had to, you know, deal with Zen and some stuff. And then I called Scott back, and we had this another longer conversation, and then I went back to continuing this podcast. So there's like a 6-hour break. And it was just perfect because I even talked more about the concept of acceptance / letting go, and not, oh, giving up, you know, accepting kind of that, not the negative part, the accepting like of the older versions of you dying, accepting that you've reframed success, you know, accepting that you're a different person now and you've changed, and therefore the things that you look at changed. And it's just kind of a great thing to go through, and it's super, you know, I'm so thankful that I get to share, you know, a lot of this stuff with someone as wonderful and wise as Scotty. But it was just, like I said, it turned into like, you know, I'll share his quote we were talking about, and he said, acceptance is understanding what you can control. And I was like, perfect, and what you can't control. So when that falls on your lap and that level of honesty does not freak you out, you're on your way. You know, your heels will get dug in and you'll understand it's not fun, easy, or familiar, but it's engaging if you're open to it. And when your life grabs you like that and you start moving in a way that you've never moved before, having experiences that you've never experienced before and thinking like you've never thought before, I mean, you know, that's the carrot that I'm dangling. Come to my well by the water I sell. That's what I'm talking about. That's my experience, you know, best 2.5 years of my life, 55 to now, 57 and a half. So that's what I'm sharing on today's episode. It was a great, I mean, I love when I'm learning something and I'm into it and I'm talking about it, and I found this article and I get halfway through it before my computer restarted, and I was like, what a great analogy. I'm recording a podcast about acceptance and I have to accept the fact that, yeah, you want to record that right now, but it ain't happening. You're going to record it. You're going to finish it, you know, 6 hours from now. And I was like, all right, that was reality. I accepted it, and the whole day has been fantastic. And I did that today. I have proof now. Like, I have historical data that if I do it today, I can do it tomorrow. And I guarantee you I did it yesterday. Enjoy. Today, we're chatting about acceptance, kind of like in the same vein as letting go. And I found an article, psychcentral.com, 14 benefits of practicing acceptance. Imagine that you're stuck bumper to bumper, traffic on the freeway with glowing taillights. Is this recording, Tom? Yes, you are recording. Way to go. Look how professional I am. Mid-sentence, I check to see if my recorder is recording. Glowing taillights stretching ahead of you for miles. You anticipate that it will take at least another hour to get to your destination. You've been up since 5. Your workday was hectic, and now it's 7 p.m. You haven't eaten since noon. You feel frustrated and impatient. What do you do? Yes, you could honk your car horn. You could utter a few or more choice obscenities. You could cast angry glances and gestures at nearby drivers. You could mentally beat up on yourself for not taking a job closer to home. Or you could try accepting your situation. It turns out that this final option may be your most powerful and effective choice. Why? Acceptance requires us to develop some humility, whether it's the state of the world, our neighborhood, colleagues, neighbors, families. With acceptance, we acknowledge that we are not in charge of the show and we are not the director of the world. Nice. Two, acceptance helps us become helps us to be aware of our experience as it actually is, rather than how we would like it to be. Acceptance does not necessarily imply that we agree or condone a behavior or situation. Three, acceptance helps us become better problem solvers. Maybe we are loath to accept that we have an addiction problem or that our job no longer fulfills us. However, once we acknowledge reality, rather than staying in denial or resistance, we are in a better position to consider our options and choose an appropriate plan of action. Four, acceptance supports our emotional and physical health. Resistance or denial can throw our equilibrium dramatically out of whack. Due to the stress we create when we say through our thoughts, feelings, words, or behavior that this is something I cannot stand. With acceptance, we're likely to have a lot more energy at our disposal because we no longer have to exert effort trying to avoid, deny, push away our feelings, or skirt a scary situation. Five, acceptance contributes to healthier relationships. Acceptance allows us to assess our own needs while also accepting that someone else may feel differently from us, for instance, and while understanding why they might feel that way. This approach paves the way for a mutual respect and cooperation as opposed to the my way or highway perspective. Six, acceptance is one of the four options we have when facing a challenging situation. We can either leave something, change it, accept it, stay miserable, as pointed out by the psychologist. Sometimes we're not in a position to alter something or walk away, so acceptance becomes our only viable choice if we want to live with some degree of contentment or equanimity. And you're not going to believe this, but my computer is going to restart. So let's just pick up on number seven. So I'm back, and it's been 6 hours. but what a tangent to chat about. I'm going to get back to my Psych Central list of acceptance in a moment. But I inadvertently hit software update before I began recording. In the back of my mind was like, well, doesn't it have to restart? I'm like, whatever, I'll deal with it when it's over. And kind of just lost thought of it. There it was happening. And I'm like, okay, I'll just let it, restart. And I sat there and it was like, instead of the spinning wheel on a computer, it's got that line that starts filling in. And it got like quarter of the way, and then my computer like blinked, and it went back and it started over again. I'm like, what was that? And then it blinked again, and it came up, and it said, 15 minutes. And I was like, all right, sit here and, chill. And Mosher had texted me saying, he wanted to go early. I'm like, I'm actually recording the podcast. So I can't use the computer to FaceTime him if I just want to go, hey, I'll just train Scott. But that really wasn't on my mind because I can still record for, a half hour or 30 minutes half hour or 30 minutes, 30, 40 minutes. So I'm just waiting. So that's like, I was waiting. It's like, well, it's only 9 minutes. I'll just wait. And that's when I said, and I wasn't bumming and I wasn't frustrated. I was actually, chuckling because I am recording a podcast about acceptance. And here it's like, well, accept the fact that, your computer you know, restarted and is now, or has shut down to restart and is now having a problem restarting, which it never has to this measure, this degree. So I'm like, cool, I'll just foam roll it. I'll just deal with it. You know, I'm going to choose my response. I'll just foam roll. It's what I was doing before anyways. So I get down, start foam rolling, kind of waiting for it to start, And I'm like, I know it's been over 9 minutes. So I go up to it. I look at it, and it says, you know, 2 minutes left. And I'm waiting. It says a minute left. And I'm waiting. And then it slowly starts coming back up. Total time elapsed for my computer to shut down and restart was a record, personal record for my little guy, my little Mac. Almost 30 minutes, which at what point it was 8:20, and I'm like, you know, I'm just going to train Scotty. I'm like, I'm not going to record for 10 minutes. And I thought, well, it's just a great story. You know, I always have these big, deep conversations, and it's something that him and I have been kind of talking about, and that, you know, I brought it up to him last week or so about acceptance, and I told him last week, I go, yeah, next podcast I'm going to record is about acceptance. So, you know, we've been, you know, talking about it. And I'm like, well, what a great story, you know. And I said, here I am recording my podcast about acceptance, and what I have to accept is it ain't happening today or when I wanted it to. And so Scott and I train, and we get done, and we have a, you know, typical chat, you know, a little bit before, during, the whole time, and then after for a bit, and it changes. But we're always chatting at some point. And at the end, we kind of chat for, like, you know, probably another 10, 15 minutes. And then I get done, and I'm now, because I started sharing, you know, I started saying, hey, this is what I started sharing about my podcast, and, you know, I told you I was going to record it. And he's like, you know, just make sure, though, you know, I know exactly what you're going to say. He goes, you know, that people aren't taking it. Well, just, you know, accept the fact that, you know, you can't, you know, just accept the fact it didn't work. You know, just get like kind of that give up mentality. And I go, no, that's not the point at all. And that's why I like this list. It's like, well, here's the reasons. Here's the benefits. It's not, hey, you're getting older, so accept the fact you can't become more mobile. I am. Hey, accept the fact you're older and, you know, you can't run anymore. Well, I started running at 50. You know, so that is not as where my mentality is at all with this episode being, you know, well, accept the things that, you know, just the way they are. And it's like, that's not at all what I'm talking about. And I'm going to bring it up now, but our last session, not this session, but Mosher said, acceptance is understanding what you can control. And I was like, perfect. Because you just, you know, if you can't control it, you know, accept it. You know, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. And again, that's what I've been kind of feeling and experiencing. So we just got, I just called him again. Because right after I got done, you know, training him, it was like time to walk Zen. And then I had to eat. And then what did I do? I don't know, I came home, and I don't know what it was, but I'm like, I'm going to call Scott. And I was sharing with him, I go, you know, I'm at this point, you know, when Scott and I talk, like where he is, I understand it. You know, I understand completely, you know, where he is on his path. And there's no answers like I can give him. Like, oh, we'll just open door number two, or oh, we'll just do this. It's like, I get it. And it really reminded me of why this exact podcast episode began. And I thought, well, what a crazy break to go, oh, you're doing a podcast episode about acceptance, and then you have to accept the fact that your computer restarts, and it takes forever to restart. But then you have this great conversation, you know, during and after a training session with this guy that you always talk about and have been talking about acceptance. Then you call him back and you talk more and more about it. And this was kind of the dope thing. Because at the end, I kind of said that. I go, you know, one thing I'm telling a lot of people, clients, is it's on you. How you're feeling, what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're saying, where you're going, your experiences. You don't like what you're doing, do it differently. You don't like what you're feeling, work on it. You know, you can't change it today, but you can head towards it today. You can't change your life today, but you can change the direction of your life. But you just got to realize it's on you. If you don't do it, if you don't see it, if you don't feel it, if you don't begin it, no one else is gonna. No one else is gonna walk up and do it for you, and no one can. No one can do it. And that was, like I said, like I really understood, like Scott's the best he's ever been. And therefore, he's at a place where he's ready to tackle this next thing. And it's a big thing. And only to him and only between his ears. But it's a big thing. And I totally could think of, like, you know, a number of things where that truly resonated. So I even, you know, I shared that story. And this is the story that really prompted this episode. So I think I may have shared this story. It was a while ago. I'm going last year, this year, don't even know. Seemed like probably this year, because it's, you know, November 1st when I'm recording this. But let's say 5, 6, 7 months ago ish. At the park, a couple people there, and this really short, tiny woman kind of starts chatting with me as she walks in the park. And I saw her dog walk ahead, and she was, you know, kind of focused on me. And I see her dog actually pee on this other dog. And this guy, all of a sudden, I see kind of racked. He's like, you know, what the F? And like, all of a sudden, like, I saw that guy get mad. I knew this woman, like, didn't catch that. So I'm like, okay, it's done. And 30 seconds later, dog pees on this other dog again, and it's his dog. And he's just like, what the F? And just, I mean, him, and I felt his anger. So I knew in that moment that this woman had hurt him. And she's like, you know, 4'11". Like, you know what I mean? Just this, I could just see her. And I was like, dude, I go, just mellow out. Like, I could have said it differently, but I mean, I understood, like, hey, that's a bad thing, but you're scaring this woman. And after I said, hey, just mellow out. It's like, F you, you know, whatever. And I just went, wow. Like, that's energy. I said, wow, out loud. I was like, I went, wow. And I just turned around, like, let's go, Zen. And it was just like this higher me. That was like, you don't want any part of that energy. You can just leave. That's your power, your option. And I walked out, and it just bothered me because, you know, someone yells at me, I'm yelling back. Just am. Don't, you know, unintentional. Like, I'm just, you're scaring a woman, dude. Brooke, and you're, you know, like, it's one of the worst things in the world. I feel, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't want any dude doing anything to make any woman uncomfortable at all, ever. And I knew that, you know, she was fine. I didn't like, well, she might get beat up, I'm going to leave. I knew it wasn't that. It was just this angry dude, and he had no awareness of his anger. But woman wasn't really highly aware of her dog peeing on this other dog either. So I hashed that and around in my head for I don't know how long. But it just stuck with me that, you know, this part of me should have stayed. This part of me should have yelled back and got, you know, was like, what? What are you going to do? Like, this is why I'm saying this. And, you know, you have whatever, you know, be in the fight. You had every reason to be in the fight. The old version of me would have been in the fight. And eventually I just let it go. And if I'd walk by the park and I'd, you know, see him in there, I just like, we'll leave or we just won't go in. And I thought, there you go, Tom. Like, you know, you're like, okay, there's energy I don't like. Avoid that energy. I'm like, good job. Like, I kind of stuck to that kind of a principle, that kind of a perspective, that vista, if you will. So this is last week, week and a half ago or so. And this, again, this is when I started telling Scotty this story. So we've been chatting on this for, you know, almost a couple weeks now. And I'm sitting down in the grass, you know, Zen now at the park, we'll just go and he'll just like, we'll just hang out. He'll just lay down and we'll just chill for, you know, whatever, half an hour, 45 minutes. And see this, you know, dog and owner don't really pay a whole lot of attention, but the dog kind of meanders towards Zen and he's kind of in front of me and I'm in this grass area stretching. And then the dog comes toward me, so I'm all enamored by the dog and, you know, petting the dog. And then the dog comes behind me, he's rolling on his back, and I'm just kind of laughing, enjoying the moment. And then the owner's like, "Hey!" Like yelling at his dog. And he's got an itchy back. He's like, "Probably rolling in shit." And then he just kind of came up and dog got off his back and the dog just kind of walked away. And then this guy kind of turned and walked away. And then all of a sudden it hit me. Or no, when he's coming up, I go, "Yeah, I said," I go, "I didn't see any, you know, poop over here. That's why, I sat down." And that was about it. So, you know, didn't really, you know, look at each other, didn't really, you know, communicate that, you know, directly to each other at all, whatever. And he walks away. And then it dawns on me, this dog, that I go, that's the guy. And, you know, again, it had been a while. I just, when he came in, he was on a scooter. And again, it was just like a weird dynamic kind of thing where it just didn't, I was like, all of a sudden I just focused on the dog. And then when he, maybe he looked a little different, or I don't know what it was, but it just did not know who, remember who he was. And all of a sudden I remember. And I get this feeling that I was inadvertently just cordial to that guy. And I just go, "Zen, let's go." And I get up and now I'm leaving a park again. And I'm walking home because we just, you know, we were there for a while and, you know, we were just going home. And I get home and I'm like, I cannot. I was just like, in my insides were just moving. Like what? I was nice to a bad guy. You know, it was like that kind of a thing. Like, I was supposed to go back and be like, "Look, I'm going to avoid you. But if you're there, I'm not going to be nice to you. Like, I'm not going to, like, oh, hey, what the," you know, like, "ah, like you saw the real me." And then I became aware of that. I went, "Wow, what's that?" And it just hit me like scenario one. At the park, meet an angry guy, leave park. Wow, great story. Total success, total feel-good story. Story two, at the park, see the old bad guy, don't care. Bad guy didn't say anything mean, didn't start anything, didn't do anything at all. And he walked away and then you left the park, like another win-win. And I'm like, I don't feel it. Like this old me was like, "Yo, you have a responsibility to let me rise in those moments to make sure." I was like, "What? To like fight the fight? What fight? But you need to like represent what? What do I need to do? Like I left and it was fine. And then I left the second time and it was fine. And I'm at home, and I mean, the only thought is, hey, why didn't I let the old me show up? Like, not, oh, I got angry. Oh, I yelled at this guy. Oh, it turned into this. Now it's this. Now it's bigger. Now I got to, you know, run into him again. Now it's this ongoing." I avoided all that. But yet inside of me was this little thing that was like this, like the old me was just like, "Just please let me raise my hand." You know, I have a statement, you know, I need to like, do you like, but recognizing that, I'm like, wow, that's weird how I feel that. Like if I was talking to another person, I'm like, "Oh, and you walked away, good for you." And you avoid him, like, "Way to go." Like I'd be like, no question in my mind, like, great success story. And in my mind, I could understand it. But in turn, it was like, yeah, I don't really care. So, again, I'm glad for that because I understand that. Now, I understand how hard it is to accept. Now, there's different meanings of that. And there's different ways to say that because the way it was like, the next day after that day in the park with this dude being accidentally nice. There was a part of me that said, Tom, it's okay. What do you mean? What's okay? At the park, it's okay that that older version didn't show up. I mean, in the big picture, nothing bad came of it. Nothing bad will stem from that. It was just that uncomfortableness, that unfamiliarity within yourself. So I'm just saying it's okay that you felt that uncomfortableness, like the death of the older you. And again, like that word popped up, like acceptance. Like I just was willing to accept that moment. And I was willing to accept who I was, what version of myself represented me in that moment. And I accepted it. So there's part again, I kept thinking, well, it's just like letting go. It's just like letting go. So however you want to word it, whatever words you want to use or say, so what I'm going to do, and again, that was kind of the story, because it was hard. It just was hard. And I was like, wait a minute, you get it on paper. It's win, win, win. Why? But I mean, that's, again, if you don't know that, how are you going to help someone? If you don't understand that, how are you going to relate to someone or try to be there for someone if you have no concept? So I like the fact that I'm going, again, when I was done talking to Mosher, I mean, this is after our session, like 3 hours, I call him back and we talk for like another half an hour. And at the end, he's like, I agree with everything you said. He goes, you're absolutely right. And I didn't call to do that or to be that way. It's just like, this is just what I like, you know, just, I really feel how you feel. And like I said, shared a couple stories or whatever like that. But it was like, I know I'm in a good place. Because I'm aware of what I'm doing. I am aware of how hard it's been. I'm aware of how challenging it is. But I really, truly aware of the upside. Like the winning part. Like the feel-good part. Like that I am in control. And when you're in a place, again, the only suffering we do is when our mind argues with reality. Marion Williamson. You know, if you're arguing with reality all day long, you're frustrated and you're suffering. All day long. I didn't like that happened. It's done. I wanted it to be different. It's done. They got that, but I got this. It's done. How can I go back and undo it? It's done. Done, done, done. Info, move forward. Data, move forward. What is that? Acceptance. Number 7. What a big break that was. Accepting our feelings. See, this is word. It's spelt like this. Accepting our feelings helps. Oh, that is right. Accepting our feelings helps us to know ourselves better. Okay, that's correct. Our feelings give us and other people valuable information about what's important to us. And to try and police our emotions can result in being estranged from ourselves and not sure who we are. Without accepting our feelings, we cut ourselves off from our emotion mind, which together with our rational mind and wise mind help us to make healthy decisions. 8, acceptance reduces the chances that feelings will resurface at a later time. Due to our not resolving the issue the first time around, it's been said that when you bury feelings, you bury them alive. Acknowledging our emotions without being overwhelmed by them or denying them is an important aspect of self-compassion, without which it can be almost impossible to live with ourselves. Acceptance is a form of forgiveness. To quote Lily Tomlin, forgiveness is giving up all hope for a better past. Love that. Whether it's something that happened long ago, a current quandary, or a concern about the future, with acceptance, we are better equipped to let go of bitterness and its attendant suffering. 10, acceptance frees us from analysis paralysis. Yes, you heard that right. Analysis paralysis. Often we go round and round in circles trying to figure out why something is the way it is. This can go on for years with or without therapy. The first step to moving forward is acceptance of reality. What did I just talk about? What did I just talk about? Sorry. 11, acceptance contributes to inner peace. Thank you. When we let it go, see, as I said, acceptance is like letting go. Or let it be, we relax into reality. We are more able to appreciate all aspects of a situation without judgment. 12, acceptance can be a gesture of gratitude. Instead of assuming the role of a victim, and why did this happen to me, we can choose to say sometimes with gritted teeth, thank you for this experience. I will learn what I can from it. I will be part of the solution. Love that. Mindset. See? Mindset. Choose. Acceptance strengthens us psychologically. If we avoid feelings or a situation, our courage muscle atrophies. And we become weak over time. We also become more inclined to avoid things in the future due to our avoidance becoming more and more of an ingrained habit. When we accept something, we stand our ground and we learn that we can indeed take what we thought we couldn't take. This builds our courage, which we well need for the next challenge that comes along. So funny. This builds our courage, which we well need for the next challenge that comes along. It should be wheel. There's no hyphen. This is bad punctuation in this article. I actually noticed it. But I always just tell people, you know, you get through a battle, you win, it builds armor. What's that armor for? The next inevitable battle. 14, last one, drum roll. Acceptance is an assertion of control and that we are choosing our attitude and our actions. Once we accept the situation, complete the uncomfortable feelings this entails, we can shift our attention to what we need to do, live in accordance with our chosen values. We can let go of lamenting the problem and instead say to ourselves, okay, this is how it is. I see the situation clearly, and I may not like it, but what am I going to do about it? There you go. Boom. So what I did this morning is I was foam rolling. Like I said, I was foam rolling right before I recorded it. So when my computer had to restart, I was like, I'll go back to foam rolling. So I saw acceptance. And I'm like, when you look back, it's that whole thing of like being okay that you've grown, that you evolved, and the older versions of you have passed away. So it's like, you know, there's grieving when an older version of yourself passes, but then there's a celebration of the new you being born. And then it's just accepting. Now, again, when I was writing these things, it was completely about, look, these are good things that I've accepted. You know, they're in my control or they're not in my control, but I've accepted them. Not, I've accepted, you know, such and such, like I've given up. I just want to reiterate that again. I've accepted that I'm alone most of the time. I've accepted that my best friend is my dog. I've accepted that I don't have a relationship with my parents or my siblings. I accept that I'm not getting bigger, stronger, or faster. I accept where I am in life. And then reading that list, it said it can also be a form of gratitude. I mean, that's what I feel when I say this. I go, yeah, I'm grateful. You know, that I'm aware and I'm cool with not getting bigger, stronger, faster. I'm super thankful where I am in life. Therefore, I accept where I am in life. I accept I'm not the fighter, karate guy, angry guy as much as I was anymore. I've accepted that I've changed. And what I look at has also changed. I've accepted I look at life, my life, and the world very differently now. I've accepted the death of the older versions of me. I've accepted my flaws, my deep grooves, and my imperfections. Does not mean I'm not working on them. Does not mean I will continue to grow and evolve and improve. I've accepted how I choose to feel. I've accepted what I have control over. I've accepted what I do not have control over. I've accepted that my life is on me and no one else. I've accepted my past. I've accepted my mistakes. I've accepted that I've moved on from people and situations. I've accepted that my view of success has been reframed, redefined. I've accepted I'm consistently thankful. So this past week, I had 6 cancellations, 1 reschedule. It was more than I'd ever had in the longest time. So I was aware of that, but right away and throughout, I was super aware that I didn't care. Now, you have less clients, you have more time. There's a little bit of time before a client, during a client, after the client. It takes up some time. All of a sudden, you don't have that client, it's just more time. So there's more time to think about the money that you were going to make and didn't make. There's more time to worry, to more time to stress, more time for doubt, more time for fear. So I'm highly aware that when I have just simply more time for whatever reason and I'm good, I'm super impressed with myself. Why? Because I know that's a killer. Would have been to me in the past than most other people. Here's a bunch of time, deal. Okay, here's more time, deal. Watch that show Alone. And it was always that way. Just, a client would, I got to cancel for whatever reason. Or, this thing came up. Can I just go next week? Or just this little quick squeeze on my chest. And, I'm going on vacation. Or, I can't train this week. Whatever. Because it would just be like, taking money out of my pocket. I would just have that feeling. And I remember, this was Wednesday. Got up, client. Like the first client I had, I think it was at 9. And they thought they might have COVID. And then next client in the afternoon had a migraine. And then next client after that also canceled. So it was like 3 in a row. But this was like the 4th or 5th one of the week. And I was like, all right. And I was just already like, okay. And this question came up. And I think I mentioned this last podcast. I think it was a chat I had with myself before. But it just came up all the time. Like, Tom, yeah, how much money do you need today? And it was like, I'm good. I mean, I got today well cut. Like, if I died today, there'd just be money. Like, total money left over. Like, what? That dude had it made, man. Had no debt, no bills, money in the bank. He died. He just, like, had money till the very end. Never missed a meal. But I knew for 50 some years what money, again, it's 90% of the people, money's a stressor. So I'm sitting there going, okay, the sprained ankle was not a bad thing. I looked at it as a really magical day. And it's like, now I just had 6 cancellations in a week. And I was like, great week, rewarding week. Rewarding in what way? It didn't bother me, like, at all. I didn't care at all. Like, that's never, ever been my experience. And I didn't, okay, work on it. Okay, come on, that's what you got to think. I was like, cool, whatever. So I was like, accepting. I was like, okay, what am I going to do? You got a migraine. What am I going to do? The COVID. What am I going to do? Whatever. Like, and nothing I can do about it. But it was just, now I was like, well, that was easy. I can just go on. Like, I can just move. Okay, that's done. Go on. Like, what else? All right, let's go for a walk, Zen. Let's, You know, like, just data, move forward. I was like, okay, why is this shit so easy now? And that's always the, you know, dichotomy of me feeling how easy it is to be me. And I'm like, yeah, after 57 years of brutal hard work, time, and energy. So I said this to a couple people. And it just came up again today. I said, if you met someone and they were at peace and content in their life, would you say they did it right or they did it wrong? Somewhat rhetorical. I'm assuming if you go, they did it right. And I'm like, okay, if you thought they did it right, would it matter to you how they got there? And I can't see anyone caring, you know, what age they were, what sex they were, what anything. It's like, wow, I was just talking to that person. They're just at peace. And they're just content. And so that's what I keep telling myself. Because I felt this shift in October. Like, I was telling people for a while that, like, I'm like going here and it's quiet. I'm avoiding people. Like, I'm quiet at home. I'm quiet when I'm foam rolling. I'm quiet when I'm walking Zen. I'm quiet at the puppy park. It's like quiet, quiet, quiet. It's like, well, that's why you have so much peace. And it's like, so what? That's, I mean, I achieved it. No matter how I achieved it, I got there. I said, but then it got like quiet internally. Because I would typically run into someone that I had like not liked or had a little uncomfortable moment with or had to be stern with or had to correct them. I don't know, whatever. And also that was just kind of gone. And then, boom, run into the angry dude. And when I look back at that, I was like, yeah, that's done. I mean, I was up close next to the dude and I didn't know it was him, but it didn't bother me and he didn't say nothing, and if he had a problem or if he was going to do, you know, here I am. What do you want to do? And, you know, so it's like that stuck with me now. It's like, well, that's done. And I'm like, okay, now it's like externally, internally, quiet. And it was like, that was October. It was just the no noise I'm getting used to, you know, quiet between the ears. I'm getting used to that. Like, I'm digging it, loving it, completely thankful and grateful for it. But the external quiet, like I'll go to the park, the one next to my house, like sometimes twice in a day. And I used to walk by like the outside to make sure there wasn't like, you know, one of three or four people that I just, you know, as a dog owner or their dog or whatever, just some kind of funky vibe. And I'm like, when that's absent, I'm like, what would you change now? And I'm like, nothing. And it was just all this thought about, like, that thing I just wrote about acceptance. Like, oh, yeah, I would have never wrote down, be alone with a dog. It will be great. No, family interaction, no girlfriend, no wife, just this, that. It's like, really? Like, and would not change it. Like, I would hope that if someone met me, they'd be like, wow, that dude that found peace and contentment in his life. And that would have, you know, some sort of a positive effect because it would be authentic. It would be real. And I just know they would walk away and they wouldn't go, yeah, but how did he do it? Or what was the path? Let me find out exactly how he, because I want to make, it's like, and so that's, you know, the thing I said to Scott is like, this whole time, like, I don't have a reference. Like, I'm not calling someone up going, oh, hey, when you like get to this point along your spiritual journey and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you just go, I'm just going to be accepting, or you're just going to, you know, be thankful. You're going to stay present. You know, how did you, you know, I'm not bouncing that off of anybody. You know, I'm just going through. But I do feel great when I share, like when I share it with a client, I'm like, here's some gold. Here's some truth. And like I said, you know, I've been an admirer and just respect the shit out of Mosher. Like, he's just one of the smartest individuals that I've ever had a chance to hang out with and to chat with. just always, you know, big brain Scott. And, you know, here we are in our relationship. And today I was like, you know, here's what I'm sharing. Not I'm right and I'm great and I'm wonderful, but this is my experience. This is what I can share. And this is what I believe in. And I wasn't trying to get anything. And he totally received that. And he totally felt it. And it affected him. Like, he's like, I agree with everything. And when he said that, I was like, okay, I'm in a good, you know, I'm just seeing things right. Because again, I'm staying present. So I'm going to end with some quotes, but this is a big quote I got this week. I go on Instagram once in a while. But this was huge. The best way you can take care of the future is to take care of the present moment. And I went, you know, just nuts so inside. I mean, that's exactly what I'm living on. I mean, that is the prime principle. And never stated. I just never heard it. But it's like, I'm telling everybody, I'm great at today. I'm doing great at today. And it's like, well, if I line up a bunch of I'm great today, is that leading to somewhere bad? It's like, because I can't really control. You know, my sister had it all worked out. I know a bunch of people who have it all worked out. And doesn't guarantee you anything. Doesn't guarantee you success. Doesn't guarantee you peace, contentment, joy. It doesn't guarantee you anything. But you can do that today. You can do it all day long. And I'm like, well, I can do it today. I'll just do it today. And I keep, again, saying, if you met someone peaceful and content, would you think they did it right? Of course. Would it matter how you got there? No. It's like, okay, great. Can you sustain it? Probably. They got there. How hard is it to sustain it? And that's how I feel. All the stuff I was doing up until 52, I couldn't achieve it. I couldn't sustain it. It didn't bring me anything. I'm like, okay, let me stop doing that. Boom, bunch of time and energy existed because I wasn't wasting it anymore. And I could focus it on me. So from 52 to 57, 5.5 years now, ta-da, here I am. Come to my well, buy the water I sell. That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, the best way you can take care of the future is to take care of the present moment. Dude, I am screaming that from the rooftops. Here are 30 things, and I didn't do the title. 30 things that Write things down. Our brains are for having ideas, not holding them. Take a second to pause before you respond. Become less reactive. I'll count these out. 3, read something every day. Even just one page. 4, write something every day, even just one paragraph. 5, automate and batch as much as you can. Our brains have more room to be creative when they're not constantly making decisions. 6, get some sun on your skin as early as you can in the day. 7, when your brain hurts, stop working. Take a quick break to disconnect and recharge. 8, limit your to-do list to the top 3 most important tasks of the day. 9, write down anything that resonates with you. 10, break down goals into the smallest steps possible. Value your time above all else. 12, find hobbies that engage your mind and soul. Do them as often as you can. 13, place your phone outside the room while you're working. 14, track everything you do for one day to the minute. Find where the time sinks are. 15, stop comparing you behind the scenes to everyone else's highlight reel. Love that. 16, be bored more often. Our minds get the best ideas when they are allowed to wander. Listen more than you speak. 18, create more than you consume. 19, compliment more than you complain. 20, delete apps you don't use. 21, donate clothes you don't wear. 22, serve others as much as you can. This is a powerful source of happiness. Make a habit of reaching out to old friends. 24, never say yes simply because you feel obligated. 25, take care of your information diet. Junk info hurts our brains like junk food hurts our bodies. 26, look at your phone less. Look at people's eyes more. 27, revisit things that have brought you joy in the past. They will probably do it again. 28, set time limits on tasks. Use Parkinson's law in your favor. Remember, 29, remember people's names and use them often. 30, remember you're going to die one day. People do not decide their future. They decide their habits, and their habits decide their future. Ooh. Here's a long one. Maybe you want to write this one down or keep it with you. I don't know, something like this might help someone. Kind of a mantra. Breathe and understand that you are alive. Breathe and understand that everything is helping you. Breathe and understand that you are the world. Breathe in compassion and breathe out joy. Breathe and be one with the air you breathe. Breathe and be one with the flowing river. Breathe and be one with the land you walk on. Breathe and be the one with the fire that shines. Breathe and discard the idea of birth and death. Breathe and you will see that impermanence is life. Breathe for your joy of being stable and serene. Breathe so your pain flows. Breathe to renew all the cells of the blood. Breathe to renew the depths of consciousness. Breathe and live in the here and now. Breathe and everything you touch will be new and real. Thich Nhat Hanh. And I'll end with this. I sent this quote out. I actually posted a couple quotes on Instagram lately. You are not what happened to you. You were taught to believe you are. It is not your truth. Your purpose is to find your truth. And then when I posted it, I wrote, this is easier stated, harder to apply. And it can take you a lifetime to find your truth, which is something that, you know, I'm not casually throwing out there going, oh yeah, just do A, B, and C, and you too, you know, can win the game. You know, that's just not what it's about at all. Because again, through repetition, and again, you know, the ages of 0 to 5, you retain that stuff the rest of your life, I heard. So those initial years are super, super important. And if, you know, some negative seed gets planted and it just goes, you know, wild and grows untrimmed, untethered, unmanicured, you can just see how something like that would just become so normal, so familiar, but yet such a hindrance. You know, just said, yeah, I just grew up with this thing and it was always there, so I just kind of learned to adapt and, you know, work around it. And it's like, yeah, but what's it keeping you from? You know, what if you weren't putting that much extra energy into, you know, this thing that you're kind of carrying around, and it's taking your soul, your time, your energy, and it's not serving you at all, but yet we're just unaware. And I have clients, and I know some of the things that have happened to them. And you fast forward 30, 40, 50 years, and you can see there's a part of them that's like, well, you know, I'm not 100% worthy. And it's like, you feel that way because of that thing that happened 40 years ago, 50 years ago. That's not who you are. But, you know, no one was there for you. No one came in and corrected it. So, you know, it's not your fault. You know? But it's not who you are. It's just, you know, if someone doesn't help you, it's almost reiterating, hey, you're not worthy. You're not worth helping. you're not getting help because you're not worth it over and over and over again. You grow up going, oh, I'm not really worth it. You know, and all that stuff, it's not like it's all conscious. You know, it's just deep, deep down. And that's the thing is now where I am in my life and talking to my clients, I can just see when they're like, not again, they're not going, hey, you know that thing? That's me. That thing that happened to me, that thing I went through, that's who I am. But when you can feel that they don't really like themselves, when you can feel that they don't earnestly love themselves because they were never taught to, you can see it. You can feel it. And that's it, you know, it kind of like, you know, you're helping someone, you're close to them, it kind of breaks your heart in a way. But it took me a long time to get to the point where I understood it. I could see it in myself. So now I'm able to see it in others, and I'm like, yeah, but I've been talking to these people for a long time. And I see their growth. I see their strength. I see their courage. So I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So I don't get that sad, but I just keep, you know, being the mirror. Here's what it is. You got to see me like I see you. Here's your good. You know, you got to see that value. You got to be your cheerleader. And think of, what does a cheerleader do? They cheer. Not just when their team scores. It's like, we sat on the bench, our team didn't score, so we didn't cheer one time. That's not, cheerleaders are up cheering the whole game. When they're losing, they're cheering. When their team is losing, they're cheering. At the end of the game, their team lost, they cheer. That's the definition of a cheerleader. And I've always referred to myself as that. As I'm cheering you on for your good. I know you got bad. I know you're not perfect. I know you're flawed. Guess how I know that? I am. And again, I was 55 when I said, hey, Tom, do you like Tom? I was like, never really thought of that. I was like, yeah. I was like, well, it's a big moment. I mean, I never even had enough clarity to ask it. But I know now that I had the clarity to ask it, I was never really prepared to answer it. Didn't really understand it my entire life. So getting to a place where what I achieved was that clarity in the beginning of, you know, 55 to 57 and a half is the best 2.5 years of my life, bar none. You know, now October, like the best month I've ever experienced. Come to my well by the water I sell. But as I say it all the time, you got to deem yourself worthy. You just have to. It's on you. If you need help, holler. proupodcast@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram once in a while, so you can message me if you want. But again, if you have any questions, you want to chat, you want to share something, you want to talk about training, you want to try out training, you want to hear my philosophy, you want me to listen to you, I'm here. And like I said, I just feel like I'm in a good place right now. You know, I'm not trying to get a bunch of clients. I'm not trying to change anything. I'm not trying to do a whole lot. But the people I'm talking to are hearing me. And I believe it's because I've gone through what I've gone through. And I've grown through what I've gone through. And I'm now just gaining clarity every day. And I'm able to share that with people. And that's what brings me joy. You are worth it. Welcome to your Pro You moment. I wrote that. I didn't make up the words Pro You, but I trademarked them. And I love how that sounds. Welcome to your Pro You moment. I love that. Probably my favorite thing to say on this podcast that I say consistently. One of them. And let us begin to control that which we can. Eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over your hips, navel tucked into your spine, Draw the inhale through your nose. Allow the exhale out your mouth. We'll slow them down. We'll elongate them. We'll stay focused. We'll stay connected. And that will keep us present. That's what we want to have going on. Anything interrupts that, kindly, calmly ask it to leave and return to that breath, that flow, that connection. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Done. You know, in the pro you moment, I always say, let's begin to control that which we can. And there's a good feeling in that. You can do it. I can do this. It's something I can control. I can do it as much as I want, to the level I want, how long I want. But you can expand your awareness so you can focus your energy on letting go of what you can't control. I'm not saying it's fun and it's easy, but there's less dark, less pain, less negative, less sorrow, less fear, less doubt, less worry. And then you have this extra time and energy. And you're like, wow, I feel good. Where should I put this? Oh, I'm going to put it in this area where I can control things. I can what I'm saying, who I'm talking to, where I'm going, what I'm eating, what I'm drinking, how much I'm eating. Wow, I'm starting to control my experience. I'm changing my experience. I'm really focused on these things, and it's like they serve me, and my world's smaller because there's only a few things I can control, but those things are rewarding, and they serve me. And if I'm doing that, I'm staying present. And if it's rewarding, it's kind of addicting in a positive way. Positive habit. Pro-you positive habit. And I know it's sustainable, so therefore I'll be consistent, repetitive. How do you get good at anything? Be consistent, be repetitive. Even if you're controlling three things, meanwhile, simultaneously, you're letting everything else go, which is huge. You're finally focused on something that you can control. That's huge. You're focused on the three that serve you the most and that you can control. That's huge. And if you flame that fire, it'll get bigger. It'll glow brighter. It'll glow longer. And it will attract your eye and all your senses longer. Peace and God bless.